The vote was unanimous. State regulators have approved a rule that will ban the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by the year 2035. During Thursday's nearly 5 hours of debate, members of the California Air Resources Board, also known as CARB, described the rule with superlatives like historic, transformational, revolutionary. Except, that is, for one board member, Dr. John Balmes.
And I decided not to go for superlative, but to say that this is the appropriate response to the climate emergency. So I'll start with that. We have to do this.
The transportation sector is the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions linked to the climate crisis, as well as a source of other pollutants that damage health and the environment. The new rule, called CARB Advanced Clean Cars 2 rule, would not take gas cars off the road, but it would phase in new car sales quotas, ramping up the sale of zero-emission vehicles, reaching 100% of new car sales in 2035. The rule would let 20% of sales include plug-in hybrid vehicles, while gas cars could still be bought and sold in the used car market. Anna Wong gave the CARB staff presentation, saying the rule will have benefits for the climate and public health.
This proposal will result in a reduction of 50% in greenhouse gas emissions by 2040 and 25% reduction in smog-forming emissions by 2037.
CARB documents say the rule will lead to 4,000 fewer deaths from cardiopulmonary causes, avoid $13 billion in healthcare costs, and save car owners almost $8,000 in the first 10 years. Of course, the measure did have its opponents. Tanya Derivi is with the trade group WISPA, the Western States Petroleum Association. She calls the rule a technology mandate that will hurt workers and businesses.
We continue to recommend a technology-neutral, performance-based, all-of-the-above approach that allows for innovation and reduces emissions in the transportation sector rather than forcing Californians to become over-reliant on just one energy system, electricity.
Haley Fernandez spoke for the California Farm Bureau, urging the board to not leave rural California in the dark.
A majority of California's farmers and ranchers live in rural communities that have limited access to the infrastructure required for these vehicles. This proposal will ultimately impact farm employees, small businesses, and food prices.
Some social and environmental justice activists, while largely supporting the rule, urged stronger measures to make zero-emission vehicles more accessible to low-income and communities of color, and to renters and people in rural areas. Supporters of the rule acknowledged challenges ahead, but board member Davina Hurt puts them in perspective.
There are also challenges in inaction, and in fact, grave challenges when it comes to climate change and poor health that we know shortens the life due to the air quality that we breathe. So I think we've got to move forward.
Now that the Air Board has acted, the state will need to ask the Federal Environmental Protection Agency for a waiver to let California enforce the state rule. The states of Oregon, Washington, New York, and Rhode Island say they plan to adopt California's new rule, and other states are reviewing it. Meanwhile, the Air Board and environmental activists say there's still hard work ahead. Steve Douglas is vice president of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a group representing large auto manufacturers. He praises the new rule and says automakers can produce electric vehicles, but he says questions remain, like, can people afford to buy and charge them? And is the battery supply chain sufficient?
And perhaps most important, do equity communities, low-income communities, have the same access to home charging that the more affluent people buying EVs today do? In short, the success of this regulation depends on a lot more than this regulation. Today is just the beginning.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.